Patrick, one of the things that Paul has spoken a lot already about when it comes to your game is your shot. Is that something that you've worked on a lot throughout your career?
Yeah, obviously, you know what you're good at, and you want to make them better, and I've worked a lot to get my shot where it is right now, and just trying to get it better than this day, and by practicing a lot during the practice and during the games, of course, and try to get everything better.
Why do you think it's so effective? What makes it such a good?
I don't know. I think I have a pretty quick release, and it's pretty accurate too, and it's pretty hard too, and I think those are the things.
Was there advice from a coach or someone in particular that helped you with it?
No, I've just learned on my own. I've just watched a lot of videos from YouTube, from old NHL players, and from Ovechkin and guys like that. And I've just trying to learn on my own and try to make it better.
Who were some of the older NHL players that you watched? Besides Ovechkin.
Not too much. I don't have a particular player that I watch. Of course, I watched Ovechkin, but I think just particular him.
Patrick, you saw the tweet, I'm sure, from the team of last night. You haven't seen it?
No.
I called you the new sheriff in town.
Oh, okay.
What are your thoughts? What does Timo mean to you and the other
football? Yeah, he's a big guy in our country, and he's a legend, and he's been an idol to a lot of young kids who has played hockey in Finland, and he's been an idol to the adults playing in Finland too, and he's just an amazing guy, and he was an awesome player, and it's just nice to know him.
Did you have a lot of messages on your phone, text messages, or?
Yes, some, not too much, but just a couple, and it was from the closest friends and from them, and so it was great to get them.
Patrick, you've had a night to reflect on it. What did last night mean for you?
It's one achievement more to my career. They got the first hat trick, and yeah, it was important 2 points for our team. You have to get them now, because during the winter it's all the time harder to get those points. So it was good that we get them, and it was just awesome feeling to score those goals and get the win.
What does it mean for the team to come from behind like
that? I think if we're in a similar situation during the season, and I know we will be. We know that we can come from behind, and we can still win those games. And I think that was a huge thing to our team, that we can still win if we're chasing 4-0 in some point of the game.
Have you played in a game, dying minutes like that, overtime, where it's been that loud, that ruckus in the building?
I don't think so. This must be the loudest game that I've ever been involved, and it's just amazing to have home crowd like that. They're cheering all the time. If we're leading or chasing, it doesn't matter. They're supporting our team the whole time, and it was just crazy.
What does it mean for everybody back home who's following along with your career now in Winnipeg?
Yeah, I think it's big thing to them to see their friend, and just for my best friend, I think it's nice to them to see their best friend playing in the NHL and scoring goals and winning. So I think it's huge thing to them to see where I'm going.
Does it surprise you that there are Finnish media that have come here, you know, to follow the beginning of your career like this?
Yeah, a little bit. Of course, everybody is interested how I'm doing here, and of course the Finnish people. So it's good to get them a little bit of information from here. So it's good that these guys are here to share the information and have some comments.
Does it ever get, I don't know, nervous or frustrating to have that much attention on you?
I don't really care. It doesn't really matter to me. It's just, I try to do my work as best as I can, and if there's media, I'm gonna answer the questions and then go home. So it's not a problem to me, and you just have to deal with this and do it. Yeah.
Patrick. Next stop is Sunday and the outdoor game. Have you ever played outdoors?
I haven't played. This is the first time, and I don't remember when was the last time that I even skated outdoor. But it's going to be interesting. Let's see what's the weather like. Hope that it's not raining, so it would be a lot better to play.
As a kid growing up here, certainly there's a lot of outdoor rinks, and kids really kind of hone their skills on outdoor rinks. What about back home for you?
Yeah, it depends on the winter. If it's only raining, it's hard to go outdoor rinks. But there's a lot of rinks back home, and the little kids are enjoying those rinks and spending a lot of time there with their friends. And yeah, I used to spend there a lot of time and just practice with my friends.
When was the last time you talked to Tamu?
I think it was in the World Cup. We didn't talk that much, but just